Trail fam, I am Izzy B, and I'm your guest host for the Ultra Buds Unleashed series on the Trail Life podcast. Today's guest is a friend of mine from San Diego, California, Priscilla Rojas. Priscilla is a Chicana, Mexican-American, and the co-founder and leader of the Santa Mujeres Running Club, a safe space for women of color. SMRC is an inclusive run club led by Mujeres. Priscilla has found purpose and passion serving the San Diego running community and runs to push the limits of what she thinks is possible and hopes to inspire and empower other women to dream big and wild and to take up space in places they don't usually belong. Join me as we dive into Priscilla's inspiring journey, her work with Santa Mujeres Running Club, and how she's empowering women to dream big, take up space, and redefine what's possible.
Well, help me turn the turning. Well, help me get it right. I don't wanna hurt nobody.
Thank you, Priscilla, for joining us today.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
So I always start with the first question with my guests. Tell the story of how we met, if you remember.
I know. I'm like trying to think. So I knew of you as a coach. You were coaching Grizzy. So I knew of you. And I think we connected at the Tailwind photo shoot. And I think that's when we officially met. And that's the most vivid memory. I was like, oh, we met in person. And then from there, I think we just kept in touch. And then wherever we would see each other. But yeah, I was at the Tailwind photo shoot.
That was a really fun photo shoot. Yeah. So you guys know Priscilla and I are models for Tailwind. And it was an amazing hike that we did with Howie Stern, the best photographer, and check us out all over the marketing materials, website, social media posts. They still use all our photos. It's pretty great.
At the time, I didn't know what a big deal it was to get a photograph by Howie. Like, that was huge. And then people were like asking me, and I'm like, what? He shot you guys? Oh, he took a photo of you? I was like, yeah. And then I like dug deeper. I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible. And the sunset and just the colors and everything. Gosh, he's awesome.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
So Priscilla, tell us, how did you get into running?
Let's see, I've always been an active person. I played sports in high school. And then when I moved to San Diego in 2011, it's just a perfect city where 90% of the days are sunny and beautiful. So you're outside doing something. I think a lot of the people would agree with that. But I would jog here and there, but I didn't take running serious until 2016. And then I met this lady who told me about the Triple Crown, which is 3 half marathons in 1 year. The Carlsbad half, at the time it was La Jolla half, and America's Finest City half. So I just got this wild idea in my head, like, hey, can I do this just as a goal? And like, I literally couldn't run without stopping around the block. That's where my running journey really started. Even though I was hiking and doing all this stuff, it was just more like 13 miles was like crazy, like very crazy. Yeah, just had a goal. I think if you meet people, they would tell you I'm like a goal digger. I like to set something and try and see if I can reach it. And that's pretty much how running started. Can I do the Triple Crown?
Just jumped right in.
Yeah. I would do 5Ks here and there just to support different causes and everything. But officially training mode, it was like a half marathon. That's how I got into running.
And how did that first half marathon go? So that was Carlsbad half. For those that you don't know, these three are the most popular road races in San Diego. They're absolutely beautiful. Carlsbad half usually starts it off in January, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. And how was that experience for you?
It was really emotional. I didn't train the course, so I didn't know there was rolling hills. They talk about it, but you don't know until you're there. So I live in central San Diego, so I don't really spend time in North County. So race day was the first time I really got a glimpse of the course and experienced it. I didn't get swept, so that was cool. I think it was like 3 hours and 19 minutes or something, but I put in effort. And I remember my boyfriend was there for my first race, and like, I got really sick. I don't know if I chugged the chocolate milk too like fast after finishing the half marathon. And then, yeah, I like puked.
Oops.
So I was just really sick just because I think the effort and the just pushing, trying not to But progressively throughout the year, I like improved my time slowly. Yeah, no, it was awesome. It was like a big goal. It was emotional just to do something that you put in your mind and like you did
So
it.
you started with running 3 half marathons, and then how did that go into trail running? When did you first meet dirt?
I would say so. The first like trail race was the Mount Rainier vacation race, but I think I had 40 or 30% trail and the rest was still road. But that was
Okay.
like the first test of, oh, we're gonna hit the trail, we're gonna do a race with trails. But it happened here locally, just training for it. It was a combination of I love hiking and I've been running. Can I do both? Let's test this out. And then it just seemed a lot more pleasurable in a way where like being in nature and just distracting yourself, it's just different than the road and maybe even the pressure of running fast. Because the trail running really can't run fast. You can, some people do, but I don't. And it's more of, I don't know, keeping my own pace and enjoying the nature. But it really happened with the Mount Rainier half marathon. And then from there, it was just running Mission Trails, Roar Park, Sweetwater Park around there.
How did you hear about Mount Rainier? That's nowhere near San Diego.
I know. If you know me, apparently I like to run nowhere near San Diego for these big races all the time. I do love doing local stuff. It's just I have just this adventure heart of seeing new things. I think it was 2021. Santa Mujeres was like becoming a bigger group, and we had some ladies interested in a vacation race. It was the inaugural race for Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier just seems so majestic and magical. Like it was like, I've seen photos. I've never been up there, so it would have been my first time out there. So I think we just chose it as our first SMRC vacation race. So it was like six of us. Yeah, it was just like a few of us that headed out that way and did it together.
So speaking of SMRC, that's the run club that you founded. How and why did that get started? And what does it stand for?
So SMRC is Santa Mujeres Running Club. I'm the co-founder of Virginia and myself started it together. And we started this out of also this Triple Crown, three races a year. So I did the Triple Crown. Virginia has been running for a while and I'm like, you have to join me. We're chasing all these medals and stuff. I'm like, let's do it together. And then through that journey together, it felt really good to support each other. But we also thought, how cool would it be if we had a crew? We're just me and her hanging out at the Finnish festival, having our beer, hanging out. And we're like, imagine if we had a crew, or we're meeting people there, but imagine if we hang out with them too. And so that's pretty much how it started, just trying to share what we found via running these races together. So we wanted to create a space for women like us, especially because we both had different paces. I'm a slow runner, she's a faster runner, but we were still trying to support each other in our journeys. Not only being out there together, we would do Mission Bay and we would like check at different points with each other. And we're like, we can do this for other people or other women who want to maybe take this on. Yeah, it was mostly about creating a space for women like us. So then Santa Mujeres came up. In August 2020, we really sat down and plotted out our idea of what we wanted it to be like. We were very intentional with Santa Mujeres. So I think that's why it's been really successful. We really paid attention to what was missing in San Diego. And I think that's why the community has gravitated towards us. So we wanted to focus, woman focus, and we wanted to have women of color be leaders because we didn't see that in San Diego, at least as we were being entering the running community in San Diego. Yeah, that was the main focus, just creating a safe space for women and to develop women of color to be leaders.
And after you built this group, you have your community, you start talking smack to each other, you're signing up for more races, chasing medals, and then all of a sudden, you're running crazy ultra mountain races. How did that happen?
In that journey itself, inspiring others, I also was very empowered. I want to try different things too. And I got an invitation, or somebody sent me about some team out in Montana for the rut, this group called Inclusive Outdoors. They were looking for BIPOC runners that wanted to take on mountain running. And at the time, yeah, it was just like I have looked at everybody who did that really wide-eyed and oh my God, that's amazing and that's really cool. And that's another thing that I love about trail running or really attracted me. For You can hike something, but when you try to run it too, it just makes you feel more like badass or like you really did really hard. So I think that was what attracted to me. I'm like, can I do this? Again, one of these goals, can I do this even? Let me go try it. So I went with Inclusive Outdoors and I did the rut out in Big Sky, Montana, the 11K, and I loved it. It was different. It literally took my breath away.
At altitude.
Altitude. It was an 11K that took me 3.5 hours, and I didn't understand why, but it was hard. It was hard, but it was beautiful. And again, just finding adventure somewhere else and exploring new places or just experiencing new places like Montana. I never envisioned myself out there. So after finishing that, I was like, I want to do more of this. I just loved it. It just like fulfills my adventure, like part of me and my heart, like it really, I don't know. And it empowers me at the same time.
You continued with sky races. So for those that don't know, the rut is one of those mountain races that starts at what, 8,000 feet and just keeps climbing. I think there's an exact definition of a sky race, but I don't know what the exact elevation is. Really technical, steep drops, a lot of scree, a lot of non-runnable sections, right? And that's why it takes 3, 4 hours to do an 11K. And then you got into Broken Arrow. Next thing I know, I see you at the start line at Broken Arrow. Tell us about that adventure.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate with the support of Tailwind after that photo shoot. And when they did that outreach for San Diego, I connected with Maggie from Tailwind. And I had seen, I think they had their first live streaming of this race, 2022. Yes, 2022. And I was captivated. I was watching Maggie do it. And I was like, what the heck? What is this? I want to do this one day. You see these images of really these ridges that are really small. You see this like ladder that's like going up to the sky. It's just like one of those things, like, I want to do this one day. And just in conversation, Maggie asked me if I wanted to try it the following year and represent Tailwind. So I got really fortunate to, in 2023, go out there and attempt the 23K. So I'm coming off an 11K from the rut in 2022. In 2023, I want to try the 23K at Broken Arrow. I was not successful. I think they had the most snow that year. It was like
Oh,
crazy.
yeah, it's when they had to
They
reroute the
changed
course.
it. They rerouted the course and it was the 11K loop. And I don't deal with snow. We lived in San Diego. We don't deal with that. It's not a thing. I don't do any winter sports. Like, I never skied. I never snowboarded. So I felt like a little baby learning to walk with her little poles so sliding around.
Glissading, learning how to glissade on the
Oh
fly.
yeah, that too. I just sat on my butt and slid down the mountain every time I could. And that was probably, it was a lot of fun. Like, I'm not, even though I didn't reach my goal, I had a blast because it was all new to me. I was a little sad, but I processed my feelings. And what I really like about Broken Arrow, at least that experience there, was you have regular folks doing these adventure runs, these crazy things, but you also have the elite runners there. And I got really lucky to have so much support from these people in the front overlapping me during the loop, not only encouraging me, but at the finish, bring me and tell me you'll get it next year or think that you don't belong here. It was so special to have that experience. So I was falling in love again with this mountain race community, Broken Arrow. Like, it just felt really special.
I completely agree with you about the elites there. They are the friendliest. They're cheering you on at the finish line. They're, like you said, when they're lapping you, they're cheering you on. I was finishing my first loop and I remember Patty O'Leary was finishing. And I'm like, how the heck is he running this fast in the snow? It's pretty incredible to watch.
So that was, so I was like, yeah, I was sad, but I wasn't defeated. And I really wanted to come back and reattempt the 23K and try to finish. But, and that was, and I was able to do that again. I'm part of the Broken Arrow Advisory Council. And I really, that happened by sending Brendan an email. Like, I really just wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be there with Tailwind. I told them my story. I told them about how heavy, not heavy, but I was out there representing for Santa Mujeres. I was the only one from our run club out there taking on this really hard race. So I shared my story and how I think it's important sometimes these big goals sometimes are more attainable with community, like with a friend, somebody you've been training with your crew, somebody cheering you on. Not that the community there wasn't super supportive, but just it's a little different when it's like your
Your
crew.
buddies.
your buddy. Yeah, exactly. So I just sent an email telling the story, and I was like, how about if we invite, I want to bring more women and more women of color to the trails, to the start line, and have this experience. And we just kept communicating back and forth. And then this advice, he had this idea already happening, and he asked me if I wanted to be part of it. So I think it was a perfect timing email. I don't know.
Yeah. And he is such an awesome race director.
Yeah.
I've worked with him in the past.
It's really cool to improve. Yeah, to work with someone that's that passionate, right? Like who has found their purpose and has this drive. And that's been really inspiring working with him, because during this whole process too, I've been finding my passions and purpose. And it's not easy to like run a run club or like support every week a run meetup or twice a week and everything. It takes a lot of work. But the passion really fuels me to keep doing it. I know I love to do this, but then I'm supporting so many other people finding something that makes them feel good. Yeah.
And so coming back to the Santa Mujeres, as you're bringing that up again, your community and how involved you are, because me, myself, being the founder of Ultra Buds Run Club, I get how much work it is, especially with all the social media to posts you have to do. And we're volunteering. We're not getting paid to do this. It's because we love the community. And like you said, we like our crew. So what made you want to change your run club into an official nonprofit? And how was that process like?
We wanted to make it a nonprofit. We thought about this pretty early on, like after year one, because we were supporting our community, like you said, volunteering. Like we put a little bit of money of our money into it to just kick off. But after that, it's been supported by the community. All the funding came out of like selling gear. We had partnerships with brands here and there. But because we were supporting the community and we just wanted to expand and get more support to offer more programming for the community, we thought it would be good to make it into a nonprofit. And that journey took a while. Again, I have a full-time job managing Santa Mujeres. And here, let's convert it to a nonprofit. So that took about another year. And actually, Regina and I were really fortunate too. We were part of Game Changers, which is a program that develops women of color to become run coaches. And it comes with mentorship. And it helps you with your run coach business. But also, if it's not a business like us, it was more like we wanted to make Santa Mujeres more than just a run club, like the nonprofit. So we had mentorship to help us, guide us with that. So that helped a lot to make us into a nonprofit, but mostly just to get money for our programming and making it more accessible to more people in San Diego. There's a lot of programs for wellness that the city wants to promote, and we want to be part of that to offer it to more people, not just a select few. But particularly in our run club, we have a lot of families, and this is their time to get active. This is their time to come walk, even if it's 1 mile. So we would like to offer that maybe in different neighborhoods, just not Balboa Park, because sometimes it's hard to get around. Like the commutes can be really bad.
The traffic
can be really bad. It's just, I think becoming a nonprofit is going to give us more chance to have more opportunities for our community that we serve.
And I love when your run club, how it's definitely open for all levels. Like you said, I think you even have a 1 mile route.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. On Thursdays, that's how we started. We started with one day a week. Thursdays, we have a 1 mile and a 5K in Balboa Park every Thursday, 6 p.m. by the carousel. We don't cancel unless Balboa Park is shut down. And that's only happened once. It was one of these crazy windstorms and the trees were falling. That's the only time we had to cancel a Thursday run. So since October 1st of 2020, we've always met Thursdays. And we're really proud about that.
Yeah, I know with Ultra Buds, we're like, oh, it's a holiday, we'll cancel. Sometimes we also have to cancel too if the trails are closed because of the rain and stuff, but you don't have to worry about that at Balboa Park.
No, yeah, we stay to make it accessible to every level, families, strollers. It's all like within the park. We don't try to go too far. And Balboa Park is so beautiful every time of the year, like Christmas decorations in the winter, sunset hour in the summertime. It's just golden light the whole time. Like, it's just a beautiful place.
So you mentioned Game Changers, and isn't that a part of a bigger brand?
Yeah, Game Changers is sponsored by Brooks.
Okay.
Yeah, they're one of the big sponsors for that.
And how did you get involved with, because I know you're an ambassador with Tailwind, you're an ambassador with the Endurance Race Series. Talk about your ambassadorships, how those started, what you do for them.
Yeah, in 2020, 3, I was an ambassador for Brooks for the Run Happy team. And I just took a chance and applied. I was a leader in my community. I wanted to see what this was about. It was my first time dabbling into that. And I got accepted. And that was a lot of fun because not only did I discover what Brooks does for the communities, like more than just their teams, like they do so much to support all different kinds of initiatives to make running more inclusive and for everyone. And so that was a lot of fun. And then also that's where I really discovered that I really like their trail running shoes.
Oh, the Cascadias.
I really like their shoes. Like they were super like helpful. Oh, I'm interested in this. Can you help me out with that? They did. But I really love the trail running shoes. They're just, I don't know, they're super comfortable for me. But then also for the ERS events, I was participating in the local trail races and I got to meet Jeff and he asked if I might be interested being an ambassador. And I thought that was really cool because as much as I'm like part of Broken Arrow Sky Race, I also wanted to focus locally on the trails. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. I was like, okay, so if I'm having this impact outside, I really want to focus here locally. So I felt really honored and really special to be part of the local community here. So that was really cool. That made me really excited because we have a lot of people who are curious, right? Oh, you're doing this crazy mountain stuff. Oh my God, what were you doing out there? So then like here, it's okay, let's start out with the 5K, 10K.
A little flatter, no altitude.
Not
a little bit more beginner friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to show that's how it starts, right? It just starts with the 5Ks or just like shorter distances. But it doesn't hurt to try hard things. Like I always want to make sure that if you're up to the challenge, go for it. I like to support people's goals and dreams, like people have supported mine.
So what does Game Changers do? So that was a part of Brooks after the Run Happy ambassador team?
Yeah. So the Game Changers is separate from Run Happy, but it is another Brooks sponsored program. The founder of that, Vanessa, she wanted to get to just inspire more leaders and women of color to become coaches. So she created this program. So I applied in 2023. Yeah. And then it's from the middle of the year to the middle of the following year. And through that process, you get certified as a run coach through our RCA. Mm-hmm. And then they offer the free tests and training for it. It just makes it more accessible for us because it is expensive to pay for these certifications and stuff. And then you get the mentorship after. So it was a great opportunity because it also made us more legit. Yeah, we started a run club, but none of us were certified when we started. It just makes us more legit, like more professional, and we can better support our members with knowledge and certification. But running, constantly learning, right? So
yes, absolutely.
It never ends as a coach, but just to have a certificate just gives me a little bit more confidence from my experience and what I've learned. I'm not telling you wrong things.
So you really only had this run club maybe what, 4 years?
Three years? October of last year was 4 years. So 2025 will be 5 years.
So you've accomplished a lot. You've grown it a lot. What are your goals this year or in the future?
Since we became a nonprofit officially middle of the year last year, it's just developing our programming. So really having a model of what our Thursday Run Club is like, and then applying for grants and maybe expanding it to different neighborhoods. So these are goals. But if we want to expand it to other neighborhoods, it also involves developing leaders. When we started Santa Mujer, that was a big goal. We want to have more women of color be Run Club leaders. That is our mission. This year, that's a big goal, especially for me. I want somebody to take over for me so I can focus on trails. And like, I also want to keep growing. And I think that's the beautiful thing about being human, right? It's about growth and learning. And I always tell the ladies, I'm like, the purpose was to have different leaders. It wasn't supposed to be us the whole time. I want to make sure other women have these opportunities too. So I think I would like to expand like another, yeah, to have different leaders step in.
Especially if you guys never cancel.
Yes, especially. So we do have ladies step in once, twice. I've been traveling a lot last year with all my races. I did a lot of traveling last year. So we do have ladies step into that role for that day and stuff. So that's really cool. But we're trying to see if there's other ladies that really want to do this, who are passionate like us about creating these spaces.
So those are the goals for your run club. What goals do you have? Racing, personal, business?
Business.
Going back to Broken Arrow.
Yes, I'm definitely going back to Broken Arrow. I did accomplish my goal in finishing in the 23K in 2024. So that was so cool. I got my redemption. I climbed the ladder. It was so thrilling. That was awesome. Last year, I also did my first ultra. So I became an ultra marathoner. So last year was a big year of like big goals. So this year it's like, wait, what's next? I think right now I'm keeping it chill on the calendar. I have the LA Marathon, which I want to PR my marathon, working on that. I'm going back to Broken Arrow. I'm going back to the rut because I love my teams. It's just that would be year 3, 4. And I just love the community. Like we were about, these programs exist because we want to create more diversity, more community at these trail races. And it's happening. And then we keep showing up where that we see our friend again. It just makes us more excited to be there the following year or to see somebody like us. Like I'm there for someone to be like, hey, this is my first year. Nice to meet you. I'm here because I saw your crew. So I want to keep doing that and just leading by example. But big goals, I don't know. I haven't really plotted it all out, but I'll be doing those trail races. I think there's a lot of changes for me coming this year. Adulting changes. Okay, like,
you know, life changes.
Life changes, yeah. There's still a life happening.
Side of running. Yes. So what was the ultra you ran last year? That was your first one.
Yeah, so my first ultra was out in Buena Vista, Colorado, the Westline Winder 50K. And it was part of this team called We Run Long, which is also a BIPOC focus inclusive team to give more opportunity for folks to take on the trails. And it was about 35 of us. And all of us had a different story. All of us are support our communities back home. We're run club leaders or this is the first time step. The space. We all had a really cool story to share, but it was amazing. Again, people always tell me, like, you're always running these really hard, crazy races up at altitude. So it was hard, but I did it. Like, I made all my cutoffs. I was fresh off the rut 21K. So I think that helped to do something really hard. Mm-hmm. Then do a 50K where it was just going to be a long day on the trails. That's when I told myself at the start, don't put pressure, just keep moving forward. And it was my second attempt at the 50K distance. So it was also like a redemption at this goal of becoming an ultra marathoner. But again, I had a big crew. I had a community. My teammates from We Run Long, they were amazing, super supportive. And strangers, like this is some of them, that was the first time we met. And just having that shared experience and supporting each other was super cool. And to be that vulnerable to trying something really hard with strangers, it's like you're bonded forever. It's like marathon training and
ultra. I call it trauma bonding. Yep. It's an actual hashtag that I created.
Trauma bonding, exactly. That it was special. I feel like whenever I'm going to see my teammates again at another race, which we're already planning to be at Broken Arrow or at the run, it's going to be really cool. Yeah. So no big goals. I really want to get into maybe new ideas. I want to share stories like from our community, like our members. I think a lot of the women have fascinating stories. We have a big range of ages, but I think women in our 40s and 50s that I've met, including myself in the 40s, taking on these new goals or never thought you were going to be a runner. There's this new chapter in your life. I want to tell those stories. Like we have some women who were only a mom and it was focused on their kids and now their kids are grown. And now they're taking on their first marathon, like in their late 50s and 60s, and they're crushing their goals. It's like amazing to see. I would like to share that. Those stories, also just get more involved with trail running with myself too. Like I have big goals. Like I do want to do a 50 miler. I do want to do Western States one day. Like it's just, for me, it's going to take time. Like I see it in my 50s. Right? I'm not afraid of getting older. I just feel like I'm getting stronger as a runner.
It's okay. It takes 8 or 10 years to get into one of those races anyway.
Exactly. So I'm like, I have time. So let me focus on my life goal, like life goals in 2025 and then running goals again. Yep. I have to reset, but yeah.
Because we do have to balance life.
Yes.
and work to
And
fund all
work.
these places.
Exactly. Like people forget that there's all these other sides. Oh, I forget that there's all these other sides. And I want to see my family more and stuff like that. Because I'm not originally from San Diego. I've been here for almost 14 years, but Bakersfield is home base. So catching up with family as well. So those are my goals for 2025. There's also, I did here in San Diego, we're really close to the Pacific Crest Trail. In 2023, I did a trail run or a hike from the South Terminus to Warner Springs. So, like that first section of 100 miles. So, we chopped it up into different legs and we took that on as a goal. I really want to share that story too. I have this idea about, again, adventure. And the PCT is like this huge 2,000 mile experience, but some of us don't have that flexibility in our lives, but we can still find adventure in our backyard. So that's why I wanted to do that 100 section, just to say I did it. But then if I ever get a chance, I can do other pieces. That adventure, like, created so much curiosity to so many of our ladies. I get requests, Priscilla, are you going to do the PCT again? Are you going to do the PCT again? And I'm like, yeah, maybe, maybe. I think there's a demand to bring it back, but I also want to document it more. Again, sharing stories of where they ever thought that they'll be on the PCT, or they didn't even know what the PCT was. And then they dig into it and they think it's really cool. Wow, people do this. So yeah, I want to focus on telling that story too. I don't know, little
It's pretty
things.
cool where we live in San Diego, how we're so close to so many different things.
Yeah. And when I first moved here, that was my number one goal. I'm going to do those 100 miles. And I never did. One, I didn't really know anybody yet. It sounded really scary. Then I focused on other things and I started running. And then I'm on trail running. Hey, I could go back to the PCT. And that's really where it was. I'm like, now that I'm trail running, I could do this. Yeah.
So how can people get involved with your run club? So you mentioned your days and times, but you can be found social media.
Yeah. We're on Instagram at Santa Mujeres RC. We post our flyers for every run or meetup that we have, and we also post a calendar. That's where you'll find more of our information. But if you're not really on social media, every Thursday in Balboa Park at 6 p.m. by the carousel, which is by the zoo entrance, we're going to be there. So that's the one day we don't cancel, we don't change. So you'll be able to come meet us and join us every Thursday in
And it's
Balboa.
free for the community,
Yep, it's
all
free,
ages,
all ages. Yeah, accessible for
paces,
everyone.
walkers, well-behaved dogs on a leash because you're not.
Yeah, by rule. Yeah.
And if you're lucky, Grizzy will have cookies for you at the end.
Yes, whenever she's on vacation, she likes to make cookies for her favorite run clubs, and we're happy she's part of our run club. She likes us because she makes really amazing cookies. Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to us today. I wanted to share with everyone about how amazing your club is. I know when I attended, you guys are so organized, so friendly. You have an app, and Daniel, San Diego Trail Runner founder, and I are looking at each other. Wow, we better improve our clubs. Like, this is the standard now. She raised the bar.
No, and it's really the whole community. I think that people who are similar gravitate towards each other. So the kindness and sharing the love of running, it's every member in our club. And I think that's what makes it so special. But the app is just a form to track our runners and to share the Strava routes. We're trying to help people as much as we can so they don't get lost and support their running journey.
Yeah, especially if it's dark and stuff and they're new. It's nice to have the links in there. But thank you again, and we wish you all the best this year.
Thank you so much, Z.